Blockchain, real-world applications and understanding. How blockchain can be applied in your world. Written by Wayne Walker. Narrated by Russell Newton. What is blockchain? In 2008, the first blockchain was designed by Satoshi Nakamoto, who introduced the idea in a white paper with Bitcoin. Bitcoin was the first execution of the technology. Blockchain is a type of distributed ledger technology, DLT. A distributed ledger is replicated, shared, and synchronized data geographically spread across sites, institutions, or countries. It is important to note from the beginning that distributed ledgers do not have a central administrator. DLT is the underlying technology for Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. A different tool for different people. Cryptocurrencies are of least importance to a blockchain specialist because it does a lot more. As a matter of fact, some blockchainers, as I like to call them, sometimes get annoyed when you bring up the topic of cryptocurrencies at their events. For crypto enthusiasts, blockchain is the technical backbone of digital currencies. The developers use it for storing data on a distributed network, and for the futurists, it is a tool for creating a decentralized society. Blockchain building blocks. Every block in a ledger is connected to the previous block by a cryptographic algorithm called a hash. The linked blocks form a chain, thus giving us the term blockchain. Blockchain is a form of database that is distributed and operates on a consensus basis. The computers on the network, known as nodes, validate transactions and adds them to the blockchain. With no centralized source to verify changes, a distributed consensus algorithm is used to create agreement between nodes so that the same entry is made to each ledger. Decentralization. Each party on a blockchain has access to the entire database and its complete history. Every party can validate the records of its partners without an intermediary. Immutability. Each block has a timestamp and link to the previous block. The blocks are resistant to modifications. Once recorded, the data in any block cannot be altered retroactively without the alteration of all subsequent blocks. Algorithms are deployed to ensure the recording in the database is permanent. Peer-to-peer P2P transmission. Communication occurs directly between peers without a central node. Programmable. The transactions can be programmed. Users can set up algorithms and rules that automatically trigger transactions between nodes. Let's get nerdy. A block contains data, its hash, and the hash of the previous block. Now, let us get a little deeper in the explanation. Data. The data stored depends on the type of block. For example, with a cryptocurrency, it might contain information on the sender, receiver, and the amount of the transaction. Its hash. Once a block is created, the hash is calculated. The hash is unique. Basically, it is the fingerprint for the block. It identifies both the block and its contents. Hash. Hash of the previous block. An example, block 4 has its own hash plus the hash of block 3. Only block 1 has no previous hash, and this is known as the genesis block. If you alter the hash of block 3, all subsequent blocks are invalid because block 4 already has the correct hash of the previous block, block 3. Therefore, all other blocks after 3 are invalid. The distributed P2P network. If you alter the hash of block 3 when sent to the network, it will be rejected by the other nodes because it was altered. To succeed with tampering, you must alter all the blocks. Redo the proof of work of each block to take control of 51% of the P2P network. Proof of work slows down the creation of new blocks. Proof of work is the most used method of establishing consensus. Proof of work consensus requires each node to solve an extremely complex equation in order to complete each block. The point of the complexity of the equation is to force each node to use a significant amount of processing power and electricity in order to solve it. An expanded definition is provided in the Blockchain First Aid chapter later on in the book. Types of blockchains. The first is a permissionless or public blockchain, which means that anyone can access it. Next is a permissioned, which is private. This is a closed network of nodes, and only those relevant to the transactions can gain access. This is best for governments, hospitals, insurers, etc. There is also a hybrid blockchain where anyone can access it, but not all can make updates. Another hybrid version could be some data is readable to the public, some of it is not. Keep in mind, blockchain really shines best in low-trust environments. These are situations where participants are unable to deal directly with each other or lack a trusted intermediary. Blockchain verifies but does not validate, therefore, garbage in, garbage out. False data could have been entered. This also applies to all off-chain data. It is only as strong as the weakest link. For example, if sensors registering data are incorrect, the blockchain is incorrect. People also need to remember that a lot of the technology involved is first world, so it is not for everyone, and it cannot solve all problems. The technology and human systems must be aligned. Do you need blockchain? In my effort to reduce some of the unneeded hype around blockchain technology, we will review the questions that must be answered before setting up a network. Is the database being considered likely to be attacked, or do you need redundant copies on multiple distributed computers? If yes, then there is a possible need for a blockchain. If no, then there is no need for a blockchain. Does more than one participant need to update the data? If yes, then possible need for a blockchain. However, if they trust each other, then no. If they would trust a third party, also no. Does the data need to be kept private? Yes, then a need for blockchain. Do you need to control who can make changes to the blockchain? If yes, you might need a permissioned blockchain. A no answer to the previous two questions leads to a possible need of a public blockchain. Before getting on the blockchain train, before launching a blockchain project, you should investigate if your or some traditional database technology can meet your needs. It is essential to clarify if the problem requires blockchain technology instead of going blockchain and then attempting to see if you have any use for it. Any business case for blockchain must also account for the potential costs beyond hosting, licensing, and implementation. Much of the dramatic cost-saving predictions, especially in the finance sector with replacing legacy systems, is unlikely at the levels predicted. The hype often fails to sufficiently account for future costs in power and storage. Energy expenses may increase significantly as transactions volume goes up. The increased storage costs are because each node must maintain a ledger of all transactions from the beginning of the blockchain. along with the technical aspects, employee education on blockchain, and the practical adaptations must be included in the strategy. Investment in blockchain by sectors. Blockchain remains a relatively young technology. Most of the short-term value will be in cost reduction. The hospitality, automotive, and financial services are some of the early adopters. In the financial services alone, so far, 90-plus major banks in the United States, Canada, and Europe are already testing blockchain solutions. Some of the biggest finance names like Citi and Bank of America are busy securing patents to capture certain segments of the market. The segments include wire transfers, payment systems, and even their own cryptocurrencies. Practical applications and real-world use. New York Interactive Advertising Exchange, NYIAX, is using blockchain as a way to provide an ads marketplace for publishers. Maersk has blockchain-based projects for maritime logistics to explore potential cost savings. This is due to the expense of verifying freight documents, which is sometimes more costly than the shipping. This expensive process involves over 200 persons, that includes agents, government officials, and agencies. De Beers uses the technology to track the import and sale of diamonds. Essentia uses blockchain to store passenger data in the Netherlands. Not So Virgin. Food safety and traceability is an important topic for all countries. This is the from farm to fork process, where food is tracked from production to distribution to retailers. For example, with blockchain technology, if something is contaminated, you can now destroy specific batches and not everything, which has been the normal practice. The technology can also be unleashed to reduce fake and altered food products. The story that grabbed my attention the most was that in Europe, there is more extra virgin olive oil in supply than what is actually produced. How is this possible? Because fake extra virgin olive oil is as profitable as dealing illegal narcotics, but without the risk. In a 2015 Danish food safety team random check of a 35-bottle case labeled extra virgin, only 6 were extra virgin. 12 were so bad that they could not be sold to the public. One of several possible explanations is that it all began with the distributor, who certified that a supplier is trusted. The supplier will normally provide the first few shipments as agreed, and then, to increase profits, they begin to slip in fakes with the future shipments. This is not unique to Denmark or olive oil. Unfortunately, it happens in other countries and with other products. When I read about this case and researched further, I was stunned to find out that much of the extra virgin olive oil on the market is neither extra virgin or from the country that is on the bottle label. For those that want to dive in deeper, there are plenty of stories and sources on the web to follow up on. Blockchain and real estate. The real estate industry is also one of the areas getting a lot of attention from blockchain specialists. Buying a home is considered a rite of passage into adulthood for many people across the globe, and blockchain offers a new way to accomplish this. You can use the technology to transfer property to another party in a process that is secure, legitimate, and safe. The current real estate market struggles with the problems of fake listings, document forgery, and rental scams. The home selling process is cumbersome and is not exactly known for its speed. With smart contracts, documents and contracts are connected to a blockchain. These records are immutable, permanent, and transparent. This will include an accounting system where transactions are automatically recorded and balanced without the fear of manipulation. Each individual or corporation will have a secure electronic record showing all the details. This will help to ensure that property fraud and paper deeds become things of the past. Mini case study. In my research for the book, I came across a firm in the New York City area that has an innovative platform designed to service the financial sector. The platform serves as a marketplace for banks to display and sell their properties directly to homebuyers and developers. Properties are digitally sold, all initiated by smart contracts and recorded onto a private blockchain. The platform showcases preset documents and contracts for e-signature that minimizing the back-and-forth follow-up and simplifies the signing process for banks and home buyers. All documents are recorded and tracked on the blockchain. Users are able to browse profiles and connect with real estate brokers, agents, lawyers, inspectors, and other professionals directly. Similar to some famous payment systems like PayPal, the platform processes online payments and transactions. The payments for real estate services and property purchases are powered by smart contracts, then recorded and tracked on their blockchain. The users are also able to view up-to-date floor plans, property photos, 3D walkthroughs, digital videos, and drone shots of the properties. They also receive a secure online wallet. They can store, receive, or send digital payments to other users on the platform, and yes, all payments are recorded and tracked on their private blockchain. Obviously, this is not the only firm in this sector. From my research and what anyone can confirm with a simple search on the web, is that there are many firms exploring opportunities in the blockchain real estate space. I predict that of all the industries seeking practical applications of blockchain technology, real estate will be one of the easiest matches. Blockchain as a Service, BaaS. BaaS provides companies the opportunity to test blockchain technology without the full financial or organizational risk of developing it themselves. Organizations can evaluate the technology for their specific needs before adoption. Microsoft's Azure and IBM's Hyperledger are two of the best-known BaaS examples. Developers are also busy generating their own decentralized apps on platforms such as Ethereum. Others are using the platforms to generate escrow smart contracts. These different platform options also gives developer teams opportunities to create and use their own tokens that allows them to hold ICOs. Build your own blockchain. Ethereum allows you to create your own test blockchain network, a demo version. It is identical to the main Ethereum chain, except that transactions and smart contracts on this network are only accessible to nodes that are connected to it. To become a node in the Ethereum network, your computer needs to download and update a copy of the entire Ethereum blockchain. They also provide the tools to download in order to interact with the network. These are ETH and GETH. After setting up a test blockchain, you can build smart contracts, make transactions, and even distributed apps without needing real Ether. To get started, you create some fake Ether, add it to your account, and then use it to make transactions. Smart contracts. A smart contract is a digitally enforceable contract and computer program that is stored inside of a blockchain. This is the next generation, or as some describe it, the evolution of blockchains. It transforms the blockchain from a system of distributed ledgers into a new way to store, transfer, and communicate between the parts of a network. The terms of the agreement or operation are written into lines of code, which are executed when triggered by certain events. The contracts can be used to automate basic operations on a network, thus removing the need for a trusted third party. A smart contract might allow you to send Ether on a certain date, similar to a direct payment, except that it is automated and transparent. The user creates a contract and thereafter adds sufficient Ether to execute the command. Each transaction made through the contract is then recorded and updated on the blockchain. A note, Ether is the native currency to the Ethereum blockchain. Platform and language. Ethereum was created and designed to support smart contracts. The Ethereum Virtual Machine, EVM, runs the contracts. This is part of the Ethereum platform, which consists of EVM plus the Ethereum blockchain. Solidity is the programming language used. It shares some rules and principles, syntax, of JavaScript. Ethereum has been fortunate to attract a broad community of developers and enterprises that have developed the capacity of the network by building decentralized applications. Smart contracts, legally enforceable? Currently, they are not legally enforceable. Code is not law, but that might change in the future. As we know, people generally think of contracts as agreements that can be legally enforced. Smart contracts were not intended to be legally enforced. You also cannot make an illegal contract. For example, a contract to commit an illegal act is not valid or enforceable. Keep in mind, contracts require counterparties. Smart contracts do not. When things do not go as planned, who do you sue? The network? The network miners? The person or team who wrote the code? Identifying a wallet address on a blockchain is not the easiest task to accomplish. A smart contract has no guarantee that you will be able to find out who used your agreement. A lawsuit must be filed against an individual. If you do not know who the other party is, then there is no case. You cannot take no one to court. What happens when mistakes are in the code, leaving it open to malicious use, or if transactions need to be altered or reversed? Smart contracts do not deal with ambiguity or uncertainty, which leads some cynics to complain, then they are not so smart. The reality is that programmers cannot be asked to plan for every contingency. The immutable method of enforcement also ensures that once all parties have entered a smart contract, it will be carried out regardless of any other factor. Smart contracts, DAO. Distributed Autonomous Organization, DAO. A real-world mess. The largest smart contract to date, an investment vehicle that enabled members to participate by using their private cryptographic keys to vote on what the fund should invest in. No lawyers, no management fees. They boasted DAO removes the ability of directors and fund managers to waste investor funds. Due to a software bug, the DAO voted to invest $50 million of members' money into a vehicle controlled by programmers who discovered weaknesses in the software. Some said it was a hack because the software did not function as planned. Others disagreed, stating that the software made decisions autonomously, and if you did not understand how it worked, you should not have joined. Members watched the attackers drain the funds and they were powerless to stop it. In the end, people voted to amend the software contract, and Ethereum's lead coders reversed the transaction history and returned the money to its original owners. Smart contracts, the undo rule. How can we get relief after a mistake? Smart laws introduce human logic to the situation. This is a combination of current law mixed with distributed ledger technology so that justice can be done. A network can have an undo rule so that when executed, it is able to transfer any digital asset from one account to another. A scenario could include that the law has a section where one member is selected and given the authority to launch the special undo law that freezes funds. This can be done with an algorithm. This should, in theory, reduce the incentive to steal assets since they can later be frozen and returned to the victim's account. Another issue for members to consider is that the executor could make an error when executing the decision to freeze an account. The network then has to decide, when compared to the consequences of an action, if an error leading to the accidental stop of a contract might be the acceptable lesser of two evils. What is an ICO? According to a recent survey, the majority of American adults did not know what an ICO was, and given the current environment, that is understandable. In this chapter, we will clear things up. An initial coin offering, ICO, is similar to an initial public offering, IPO. In IPOs, investors are asked to purchase shares of a company in the company's attempt to raise capital. However, with ICOs, investors purchase the underlying crypto tokens, and they make the payment using either Bitcoin or Ether. The first ICO was the MasterCoin project in 2013 by J.R. Willett. It raised $500,000 in the form of 5,000 Bitcoins. Investors purchased MasterCoins in exchange for Bitcoins. The 5,000 Bitcoins that MasterCoin raised in 2013 was worth about $41 million in June 2018. ICOs are popular, and for now it appears that regulators remain a step behind in the action. In an attempt to catch up, several countries have placed limitations on their citizens' ability to participate. This protects people from some ICO scams, but it also prevents them from getting involved in potentially profitable opportunities. Currently, the easy money days are gone. Having just a white paper with no financial statements or evidence that the company exists and expecting that funds will roll in is a thing of the past. From 2018 on, it is more difficult to raise money, but if the project is good, you are rewarded more. More funds, $9 billion, was raised in the first 4 months of 2018 than all of 2017 with $6.1 billion. USA Special Rules. Raising money through ICOs in the United States comes with some regulations specific to the U.S. One is Reg D-506C. It is relatively easy and quick to comply with. There is no cap on the amount that you can raise. You file a Form D. The downside is that you are limited to raising money from accredited investors. An accredited investor is a person that earns at least $200,000 per year or has at least $1 million in assets outside of their primary residence. The other regulation is Reg A. You can raise up to $50 million. You can solicit or market the deal, and anyone over 18 globally can invest. It is costly and time-consuming, and it also requires filing with the SEC, plus 2 years of audited financials. Both of these regulations have led to some projects bypassing the United States in favor of other countries with more relaxed rules. Comparing ICOs with traditional funding. ICOs globally are mostly unregulated. In the U.S., the Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, has reacted and considers many of them as securities. ICOs pass the Howey test, and this means that security regulations apply. In traditional funding, you pay to own a percentage of a company. The percentage owned is constant, and so is the dollar amount that you paid. To launch an IPO, a company needs to satisfy a list of requirements that includes earnings threshold, verification of accounts, minimum market capitalization, etc. In the world of ICOs, the owners can raise funds without cumbersome shareholder agreements. When they get Bitcoin or Ether, the company does not give up equity in exchange for the investment that was made. You only invest in the development of a firm's technology or project, but not in the firm. To be very clear, you have no ownership stake in the firm itself. The dollar value of the Bitcoin or Ether received in the exchange can increase, and obviously it can also go down. For example, an ICO raises $5 million of Bitcoins in September. The amount raised can be worth $8 million in December. Token evolution. A token is launched through an ICO. They are issued to investors in exchange for either Bitcoin or Ether. After the ICO, the public can buy, sell, or hold the tokens in the same way they can with a stock. Investors hope that the tokens will increase in enough value that they will be able to cash out with a profit. Ethereum technology provides the base on which tokens are built. It is the market leader for tokens, for now. There are currently over 70,000 tokens on the Ethereum network. For the adventurous ones, there are several sites that even allow you to create your own. Tokens can represent anything from real commodities to currencies used in blockchain ecosystems. Bottom line, a coin does one thing, and programmable tokens can fulfill many types of functions. ERC-20. ERC-20, Ethereum Request for Comment, is the guideline followed when creating tokens. It standardizes token smart contracts by eliminating the need for exchanges and wallets to create a custom code for each token. ERC-20 tokens are used by most ICOs. Currency tokens. The original currency token is Bitcoin, and it is still the leader. Currency tokens are designed to be digital cash. They are used in the exchange of goods and services or traded on the market. They are not legal tender as yet, but let us see how their stories unfold. Their values are based mostly on speculation and the usual conditions of supply and demand. Utility tokens. Ethereum was the first major utility token, and it also does duty as a currency token. Utility tokens allow you to do things. This, for example, can take the form of running smart contracts on the blockchain. Utility tokens are sometimes referred to as network access tokens. They give you access to something a network offers. Asset tokens. They represent some sort of asset or product. The tokens can also represent ownership or the right of use. There is the risk that if the underlying asset depreciates, so does the token. The obvious goal is to tokenize things that are expected to increase in value, and it could even include traditional assets like gold. Equity tokens. Like a stock, an equity token buys a degree of ownership of an organization. An equity token implies ownership and control. The Ethereum-based DAO was the first major equity token. Owners of DAO tokens had control over the activities of the organization. The rules of what is an equity can be unclear depending on whom you speak to. I suggest that you consult a lawyer. If the token provides you a reward or benefit off the actions of others, or if the token involves making money exclusively off the actions of others, it might be an equity. This brings regulations. Reputation and reward tokens. These are given as symbols of reputation or rewards. They are a way of specifying on a blockchain that some user or wallet did something special or is someone special. The value of a reputation token is that you can trust that the person in possession of one is who they say they are. Security token offerings. Security token offerings, STOs, are regulated offerings in which the issuer sells programmable equity to investors. STOs come with additional complexity that includes lots of paperwork, lawyers, underwriting, and regulations. STOs are often seen as more stable and legitimate than some ICOs, as they can provide investors upfront reassurance that they are less likely to run into problems later. The latest in token evolution, FYI. ERC-721 has been adopted as the standard token for deploying digital art or unique collectibles on the blockchain and blockchain gaming apps. ERC-1155, the latest token entering the blockchain gaming world. Both are non-fungible. Each token is unique. Token Evolution, ERC-20, FYI. This is a little extra for those that want to know the guidelines that must be followed for ERC-20 tokens creation. Total supply defines the total supply of tokens. When this limit is reached, the smart contract stops issuing more tokens. Balance of indicates how many tokens a given address has. Transfer takes a certain amount of tokens from the total supply and gives to a user. Transfer from can be used to transfer tokens between any two users that have them. Approve verifies that your contract can give a certain amount of tokens to a user. Allowance checks if a user has enough balance to send a certain amount to tokens to another user. ICO ratings. Can you trust them? Ratings are important because inexperienced investors are especially trusting of ICO rating platforms when seeking information before investing. The reality is that rating platforms have always been looked at with suspicion among more experienced market players. To begin, it is relatively easy to buy ICO ratings. Therefore, ratings on ICO sites in many, many cases are not independent. ICO ratings from a trusted source is a version of what ICO rating platforms advertise on their websites to gain the trust of investors looking for information. A nice claim, but investigations of the websites showed that an ICO rating's visibility is not always impartial. The results are frightening. The players basically pay to play. Many platforms are nothing more than marketing sites selling to the highest